everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And today we are speaking with my good friend Patrick Durkin, who's here with us to talk about Merrily, 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 Life is But a Stream. Oh my goodness, that's so joyful and so light. Bear with me for a moment while the air conditioning, you know, hopefully will stop in a moment. So today Patrick is back with us. He's been on the show before many times and always such a pleasure. We always learn so much. It's always new information that Patrick brings to us. And today he's going to be talking to us about advanced understanding of the energy of water, how to enhance hydration with breath, food, and movement, rejuvenate, increase energy, and raise your vibration with water, enhance your water with an ancient healing technology, and unanticipated benefits of living water. So all that and more. And so for those of you who don't know Patrick, I'll just tell you a little bit about him. Patrick earned $1 million in a year, built a huge house, and paid cash for a Porsche, which allowed him to realize the capitalism trap. Even the supposed winners will never be fulfilled because happiness comes from within, not without. His life is dedicated to fulfilling his soul's purpose by creating a world of love and oneness. Fueled by unrelenting passion, Patrick transformed a chronic illness into wellness and vibrance and has made a vocation of playful contribution in entertaining life's infinite possibilities. Patrick engages with others and the spirit of water through his creations, the Wellness Enterprise, Inc., God Self University, Water Magic 101, and Jivara Water Products. So I'm so excited that Patrick's here with us today to share more of his wisdom, his teachings about water, and probably much more. So I invite you to open up your heart, center in your heart space as best you can, be open to the energy, the wisdom, and the teachings that are going to flow through this call and are already flowing. So just open your minds and hearts and your energy fields to receive all of this information and energy. And now, please join me in welcoming Patrick to the show. Patrick, welcome.
Thank you, Shefali. Thank you, Alara. That's the third time. I apologize, everybody. I'm getting used to that. You know, maybe if you could tell me for a second when you changed your name and why you did it, it would help me to align with the new you.
Okay. I changed my name on January 1st of this year. And, you know, I've moved to Austria, right? So I started a new life there. So I thought, you know what, why not? You know, I'm starting a new life, new place, new apartment even, right? New country, new energy, new everything. It's like, why not change my name to have the new vibration match my name? Because I was never really happy with the name Shefali anyways. And so I had done a lot of research and picked this name back in June or July of last year. And so I had been playing around with it on my own for a month. And then finally, you know, January 1st, spontaneously, I said, you know what, this is it. It's a new life, new beginnings, you know, why not? So that was, it was a vibrational shift. So I was trying to match my name to the current energy that I was feeling and experiencing. And that would help me to move forward into a new vibration of new beginnings. So that was the gist of it.
I love it, and it's a perfect theme for this call because, you know, water has got our back all the time, and what I become more and more clear about is that water is constantly causing us to move toward oneness, and if we'll just relax into that concept and let water show us the way to raise our own vibration, create vibrational shifts, I feel like exactly what you're describing is what's been happening for me, such that the things that I was concerned about, I'm not concerned about, and things that I really didn't think were mine to be interested in this lifetime are showing up as really fun to play with. So I love that you follow that energy into a new vibration, and I think we'll dive into lots of talk of new vibrations in this call. So thank you, Alara.
Thank you. And absolutely. And that's what it's about. Being in the flow, raising a vibration, being in a new vibration so that you can create change in your reality. Water is a big part of that. So can we start off by just briefly talking about why water is so important and why or how we can raise our vibration by drinking water, and not just any old water, right?
No, living water, revitalized water. There are a lot of names for it. People call it structured water. I've certainly used that term a lot. People call it hexagonal water, activated water, energized. Revitalized has been sitting well with me recently, and so I've been using that word more. And it is different to be dealing with this type of water. And I went for a long walk on the beach this morning, barefoot in the cold Boston ocean of May, and thought about what it was like to have living water, to be in its space. I live right next to it, so it's such a gift. I don't want to say I take it for granted, but I want to mindfully appreciate it. And so when water is infused with nature's energy, when it's living and moving, it has different properties. And it's not that water that comes out of your tap is useless water, or that water in a plastic bottle that's been siphoned and trucked and sold for profit is useless. It's just that they don't have the vitality of a waterfall. And if people want to, you know, deepen their knowing about what I'm talking about, just go to the beach this summer, go to some waterfalls, travel to Niagara Falls sometime, experience water in nature, and you'll see that you feel good. Maybe that's as deep as you go with it. You just notice a feel good being around moving water. Whatever it takes for you to have that knowing, I think most people generally recognize that going to the seashore or being around water has some sort of impact like that. But, we can continue to deepen that by our own awareness. And then, you know, of course, what we do and our customers do is that we bring that living water into our homes, and we do our best to mimic nature in that way. So, that's what we're talking about today, is we're talking about living water, and we're talking about water where the inner part of the molecule is spinning at an infinite rate. And it's this part of water that's responsible for experiments like when they take a single photon of light and they split it and they send half of it seven miles in one direction and half of it 7 miles in the other direction. So this one photon is 14 miles apart from itself. And they introduce a change into the environment of one, and that change is experienced in the environment of the other 14 miles away. It's how we see a solar flare will happen, and instantaneously water on Earth will reflect the change, even though the information takes 7 minutes to travel to the Earth for us to be able to detect it. So we're talking about this living water. That's the one that we're after here. Was there another part of your question that I didn't address?
Well, you know, I was going to mention really quickly that, you know, one of the processes topic that I do on all of my healing calls includes a waterfall cleanse, you know, so it's a guided process, you know, standing under a crystal clear waterfall to cleanse our aura energy field, to replenish, rejuvenate, you know, refresh ourselves. So it's just interesting. I never put the two together, you know, so it's like I've been doing it for a while and I enjoy doing it. And now I see what you're talking about when you're talking about the living water. So it's like, oh yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, and it's also so easy, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There are probably people listening who think, I don't have psychic gifts, I don't know how to access things like that, I need Alara and Patrick to show me the way, I don't have this awareness in my vibration, but they're probably doing something like joining a session with you and feeling that guided meditation and feeling an enormous resonance with it, mm-hmm. and not recognizing all there is to do is recognize that as theirs and
right.
to take that power and experience right into their lives and go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the living water, and I wanted to talk briefly too about how the living water, we'll just go with the living water, how important it is for the body. And thank you, finished. How the living water is so important for your body to be present in your day-to-day life, to actually help you to be more grounded, help you to be more connected with spirit and your intuitive gifts, and, you know, manifest more in your life. Manifesting meaning creating your life the way that you desire, because you know, it's through the body, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that kind of brings on, I think, the biggest theme that I wanted to bring to the call. So I'll probably give a little bit of a long answer here. This is a pretty important topic. So I spent 7 years being sick. And during that time, my focus was all on physical wellness. Mm-hmm. And now that I understand that process better from a new perspective, where playful contribution is really the flavor of my day most days, I'm aware how much I let my problems and my physical body define me. So I couldn't tell at the time how much I was thinking inside of the problems and how much that caused me to stay inside of the problems. And I'm 47 years old right now, and when I was 38, I set a intention. And the intention was that, and that was like right the year that I got healthy after 7 years of being sick. The intention was that every year from 38 to 50, I would look and feel a year younger. So when I got to 50, I'd be biologically 26. And so I've kept that as an important frame for me in this. Oh boy, I got a story inside of a story. So in 1995, I was in my first full year of being a stockbroker, and I set a goal for the year 2000. And my goal was I wanted to make $250,000 in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was making like $30,000. And so 250 was a pretty outrageous goal. And I used to walk around saying 250 in 2000, 250 in 2000, 250 in 2000. I mean, it was on my breath all the time. And 1999 came around, and I made $132,000 that year. Like, wow, I don't know how I'm going to go in 1 year from 132 to 250. But I had almost five years of momentum going. And in the last year, I went from 132 to a million.
Hmm.
Yeah. Forget about 250. That became a month, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of focus is a focus that I've had on my health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to feel like I'm 26 when I'm 50. And so as 39 and 40 and 41 were passing, I noticed things like, oh, interesting, I've added yoga to my life. Like, I didn't have that before, and I have that now. And interesting, I've added not just having a starter kit for essential oils, but actually using essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have even noticed it if I hadn't gotten so into crystals recently, but actually during those early years of this journey, I added some crystals around my home too, not really feeling anything from them or knowing, but just people that I admired were using them. And I was like, okay, well, that looks like something I should have around me. And so now here we are in 47, and I feel like I'm starting to cruise into the ramp of that last year where I went from 132,000 to a million.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm starting to ramp up the pressure on myself to cause the fulfillment of my goal. So last year I bought a pickup truck. Nobody in my family has ever had a pickup truck. And I bought a commercial chainsaw, and I amped my expression with splitting wood. Like, I have a wood stove and I like to split wood, but I went through the roof with it. Now, instead of like carrying a few logs in the back of a minivan, I'm filling up a pickup truck sometimes three or four times in a weekend.
Mm.
And so I don't use a splitter. Everybody says, why don't you buy a splitter? I say, well, I'll buy a splitter when I can't keep up with splitting what I can cut and bring home. So I split about 15 cords of wood by hand last year, which is, I think, a pretty good sign of my vitality right now. I was pretty excited, given, you know, I had a lot of years in my 30s where I couldn't hardly move or bounce on the trampoline or throw a ball with my kids, and now I can split 15 cords of wood by hand. But I caused a repetitive motion injury. You know, my shoulder and my arm by January were feeling the effects of this. And I've also had a multi-year thing where I injured a hip, and it's like it's been over 97% healed for like 3 years, but it won't go to 100%. And then I had a scan from a natural health practitioner. She told me I had candida. And I said, okay, I got this right arm thing, I got this left hip thing, and now I got the gut. And I've got this goal of feeling like I'm 26, and it's only a little over 2 years away. What am I going to do? And so what I started focusing on was, instead of being defined by the problems, which would mean going to the chiropractor or the physical therapist, I'm going to look at the system and what do I need to do to change the whole system of the way I live so that my body is youthing and rejuvenating sorry, I just lost my train of thought for 1 sec. So my body is rejuvenating and youthing, and it resolves these things on its own, that these things just disappear. And that's where what I've learned with living water has been so important to me, because I experience water now as a vibration. I experience like life as a constant opportunity to be raising my vibration. And in the last year, I have substantially raised my vibration with water. And a huge part of that is mindfulness and awareness, but it's also I've begun influencing my water with the mineral kingdom. And when I first started asking about this, I was told that there's more depth to the interaction of the mineral kingdom with water than I even know how to ask questions about. So that kind of put me in a space of awe and a space of saying, okay, I'm not going to think my way through this. I'm going to allow my way with it. I'm going to allow myself to be guided by it. And so I've had, in January, I had a pretty profound shift where I discovered in person for the first time these new water bottles with crystals in them. And I very quickly brought them into my life and started making some changes. And Alara, I'm a really, at least by history, a really like practical guy. Like, I guess the way I would describe it is that remember I said earlier that there are things coming into my life that I didn't think were mine to appreciate in this lifetime?
Yeah.
So one of the things that's coming in is beauty. And it's beauty for beauty's sake rather than because it fulfills a functional or pragmatic goal. Like I've been such a doer, you know, just wired to go and accomplish things. So like there's a wiring somewhere between my soul mission and like my strengths of what I'm good at as a human, I have this desire to contribute to our collective evolution and help everyone experience oneness. So if there's something I can be doing that is a expression of that, not only do have I wanted to do it in the past, I wanted to do it and do it fast. Right? And so you can hear like the mix of authentic and inauthentic in there. Right? There's some adaptive behaviors and there's some great authenticity. Well, lately what's been happening is I had a friend point out to me that beauty is free. It's free. It's available all the time. So she was observing that in an inner city neighborhood that was very poor, that they didn't cultivate beauty.
Right. Yeah.
So not only were there abundance problems in their bank accounts, but their abundance problems were in the poverty mentality that reflected in their physical surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wouldn't see that in an environment that is really wealthy, because they use some of their wealth to attend to beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been attending to beauty, and you know what that has looked like recently, as I went on a cleanse, and you know the inner world and outer world always reflect one another.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I went really deep in this cleanse. I went 19 days with very, very little solid food, and it was really easy. And while I was doing it, I have this like section of my yard that is just overgrown. The dirt is so filled with roots that I would describe that the dirt is roots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like creeping out onto my driveway and like starting to cover the pavement, and the mailman is like whacking through stuff to get to the mailbox.
Oh wow.
And I'm like, you know what? I felt the urge. I'm like, I'm gonna go out there and work on that. And so I'm out there working on these roots. And they're so dense that I actually started, instead of using a shovel, I broke my shovel in half working on the roots,
mm-hmm.
I started taking an axe and whacking the dirt directly to start pulling some of this stuff out. So the result of it is the view outside my window here in my office is becoming more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been finding myself like experiencing the vibration of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a vibration that doesn't cause me to want to do anything. Like the wiring that I have to go accomplish, do.
Yeah.
It's starting to have this other vibration coming into my space of like, well, just sit here and appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you can hear the resonance of the word appreciate and know that opens something special up.
For sure. Absolutely.
So to bring it all back together, so what I'm noticing is that as I'm cultivating beauty and I'm bringing more of my authentic self and my expression of my soulful purpose and my human strengths and integrating it all together, I cleared the candida that I was diagnosed with, and I have relieved the majority, enough of the shoulder and arm situation that I've been splitting wood again, which I'm really happy about. And so I've been recognizing, I feel like I'm getting a glimpse right now of what 50 is going to feel like in terms of the mm-hmm. manifestation of my goal. Just like I couldn't really glimpse going from $132,000 in income to $1 million until I was on the on-ramp. And then when I was on
the on-ramp
and started to see, like, my first house that I bought, I went from having this mortgage to in 5 months I paid it off. And it was like, I thought that was a 30-year mortgage. And I just, so now I'm starting to have that, like, oh, I had candida last month, but this month I've cleared it. By bringing my attention to that. Wow, I had this shoulder and arm thing. And so what I think I'm getting a glimpse of life looks like at 50, supported by all these living energies and tuned into, I would call it a higher vibration, is that the aspect of 26, which was my goal, was that kind of free-flowing spirit we have when we're young, where we feel like we can do anything. You know, at that time, it's like a physical invincibility that we have.
Yeah.
I think what's coming in is like a a flow. Oh, there's a new word for it. It's just coming together as we're speaking. It's like a flow invincibility. It's like an infinite flow where I don't necessarily think I'll want to do what I wanted to do when I was 26, but I will want to be able to be vigorous and active and engaged and flow to whatever energies attract me and engage with them. And that feels like, as I'm speaking to you about it, and it's kind of emerging while we speak, it feels like an embodiment of passion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in my 30s, my body hurt. And so I didn't embody passion in that way.
Yes.
I was careful. I was afraid if I went up a set of stairs carrying my daughter, who was 2, on my hip, that my knee would buckle. That kind of pain, which was all just stress, and it was just a low vibration. It was just going through my pain body and working through that. Now I feel like I'm going to be able to run up and down stairs and bounce on trampolines and do flips into the water and do those things that they're not really high impact for me at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that what you asked me about, that you hear in all of this, is the spirituality of it. Because what it is it's a living in flow with my spirit, living mm-hmm. in flow with guidance from water, living in flow and seeing where there are opportunities to embody oneness, where there are opportunities to release fears and to courageously stand in new forms of expression that, you know, oftentimes scare the crap out of me when they come up. But I just keep learning new things I'm capable of. So, you know, what I'm finding now in my mentors and the people I'm studying, one of them that I've really been paying attention to recently is Dr. Marcel Vogel. And
mm-hmm.
are you familiar with him?
Oh, yes, of course.
Right? He's wonderful. He was IBM's top research scientist for 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of his findings that we have liquid crystal display screens and that computers work with crystals the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding so interesting about Dr. Vogel is that when he stopped working for IBM, he went and founded the Center for Psychic Research.
Mm-hmm.
And he dedicated himself to how crystals work in the human body. So first he did it in our machines, but then he started doing it for health and spirituality. And what I love about listening to his interviews, most of all, isn't like the science I learned from him. It's his way of being. It's his playfulness and loving way of being. And that's what I'm most fascinated by.
And how passionate he must be, right? So being passionate about crystals or whatever body of work, you know, you're focusing on, for example, for you, it'd be the living water. For me, it's healing services and bringing in frequencies. But whatever it happens to be, as long as you have that passion, right? And sometimes, just to bring it back to the living water part of it, sometimes we forget what our passion is because we're not clear. Our energy field is not clear. Our body is not clear. It's got a lot of guck in it sometimes, right? And the water can help to flush out some of that heaviness and stickiness and stuckness, right?
It absolutely can. And so, you know, water is part of everything. And, you know, the creator put it as 70-something% of the surface of the earth and 70-something% of you and me. It's clearly like super, super important.
Mm-hmm.
And there are aspects of it that we're just barely scratching the surface of. And one of the things I love about the changes in the way the Wellness Enterprise does business now and that we offer bottles with crystals in them, as well as structured water devices with crystals in them, is that it can be hard these days to keep up with everything.
Hmm.
You know, you have some, right? You have some avatar for who you think you are as a good person. And that person like goes to yoga and cooks at home and makes healthy food. And maybe that person gardens and maybe is charitable and takes care of family. And, you know, whatever it is, it's a lot. It can be just like super overwhelming to be a human being these days. But
that's funny. Yeah.
But right? But yeah. Everybody is still made of water. Even no matter what they're overwhelmed with, they're still made of water. And if we could just put living water in their surroundings and let them, as a, you know, as they dash from one emergency in their life to another, from one crisis, from one trauma, from one thing that needs to be healed, even if they're underwater and their vibration feels low, if they could just be carrying a water bottle that is emanating infinite energies,
mm-hmm.
it will help and it will bring in that living water guidance.
Absolutely.
And so, right? And so yeah. it's like the easiest thing ever to just switch the bottle or the purification system that you use to include something that changes the physics of water, and then just have that be part of your life. And then even when you're low, your water's still pulling you up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about that passion has called me into serving water and being a voice for this, because I have the privilege of speaking about something that's relevant to everybody.
And now you're bringing crystals into the mix, and we know how water is a conductor and crystals can be amplifiers, right, of whatever you're experiencing right now.
Yes.
So, you know, crystals for me are a huge thing. You know, I have so many, it's not even funny, but, you know, and I wear crystals all the time. So I'm constantly amplifying my energy, clearing my energy, you know, focusing on different aspects of my energy field with the crystals, you know, and having them with the water, you know, charging up the water with the crystals is going to make that water even more powerful so that when we consume it or use it in our bodies.
Yeah. Do you remember when you got your first crystal?
Oh, yes. I think it was like 10 years ago. Only 10 years ago. Yeah,
and what was
rose quartz?
Yeah, what was your it was rose quartz. What was your sensitivity to it? Like, what did you experience?
Oh, for me, it was, you know, I held it in my hand and I felt this electricity going through my hand, going into my arm, going into my heart space. And since then, you know, I'm really, really sensitive to different crystals. It's interesting how much I love them, especially like I love amethyst, you know, and it's funny because I used to always say, oh, amethyst is my favorite. And then I would say, oh, but citrine, I love citrine. Citrine's my favorite. And lapis lazuli, I love lapis. They're all my favorite.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I hear you. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you had a pretty electric experience from the beginning.
Yeah.
For me, I was going through my divorce and I was devastated. I mean, mm-hmm. I was completely out of my head for an entire year. And I went to this healer who taught Qigong, and it turns out she taught a whole lot more than that. And what I would basically describe happened in that, I spent about a year where I would just call her from the office and be like, I gotta come down for a session again. And I'd go down and lie on her floor in my suit and tie, and she would surround me with crystals and salt lamps, and Deva Pramal mm-hmm. would be playing, and then she would you know, do stuff with dowsing rods and prayers over me. And I basically would describe that she rewired me in that year. And
mm-hmm.
and so during that time, I started to drink the green tea that she served me when I was there, which was charged by her teacher. And, you know, I didn't have any sensitivity to it, but it just, that's what she was doing. And what she was doing was mentoring me. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have behaviors like her. You know, I bought some of the calligraphies and put them on my wall. And I bought some of these, I don't know, hopefully you can help me describe it, but you plug it in and it's got a crystal mm-hmm. outer shell, and then you put a light bulb up in the center.
Mm.
Right? So
okay.
it emanates the light through the crystal. And she would specifically charge them before selling them. And so she recommended a couple to me, and I took them home, and I put one in my bedroom and turned it on and left it on for weeks. And at some point, she followed up with me, and she said, you know, how's your sensitivity to that going? And I said, well, I don't notice anything. And it's nice, it's a pretty light, but I don't feel anything. She's like, okay, well, just keep doing your Qigong. And so I kept doing my Qigong, and then one time I went in for a session, I was like, what's up with that little lamp thing? Like, I can't sleep with it on. She's like, oh, you're becoming more sensitive. This is good. Hmm. And it turns out it was emanating so much energy. I never turn things like that on at night anymore. No. Certainly not around my bedroom. And so that's when I started to learn these things are really powerful. It's just I haven't had sensitivity to it before.
Mm-hmm. And the more we are around these tools, you know, these resources, the more we do become sensitive to them, right? And so the first time, and in some people, they gravitate to crystals and stones really quickly, really easily. Like, it's like, oh. And that's happened to me. Like, you know, I'll be in a crystal store and I'll just start sweating. I mean, like, I literally just start sweating. It's like, okay, you know, so I have to start taking off my coat and my scarf, everything, you know. It's like, I need some water, you know, because it's like, I can't. And then, funny. You know, I would go to choose a crystal that I would like. And it's like, okay, which one do I want? You know, and it would be the one that, you know, just calls to me, you know, it's like that one, you know, why? I don't know, but that one is just, you know, wanting me to hold it and touch it and take it home. And, you know, that's my experience with crystals. It's not a matter of, oh, this is good for this and this is good for this. You really need this in your field and, you know, to balance this and that. No, it's like whichever one is calling you in the moment, that's the one that wants to work with you, right?
Yeah. Do you know that crystals are entropic, meaning they don't die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right. They're living pure energies, and they just keep going, which I just think is so cool. I have a bunch of new friends in my business. I'm always researching and learning new things. And one of them, her name is Gina Bria, and I love Gina. She started something called the Hydration Foundation, and she's an anthropologist.
Mm-hmm.
So she brings a perspective on our times that's based in understanding our evolution. And one of the things that she's helped me to see in a new context is all the electromagnetic energy that is in our space from all of our electronics, right? We're bombarded with it.
Yes, we are.
and we have very little of the pure infinite energies because we keep stomping that out, right? Like all these, you know, parents in the town where my kids go to school feel great about, you know, voting hundreds of thousands or even sometimes millions of dollars to rip up the grass and put in artificial turf so we can stretch the season out longer. And the kids aren't running on dirt anymore.
Mm.
They're running on rubber and plastic.
It's
becoming like a synthetic life. And so when we bring these harmonizing natural energies like crystals back into our life, we evoke, we tell the universe, I'm interested in the natural energies. This is what I want to pull forth. So when I was out doing my root project, one of the walkers in the neighborhood was going by, and she said, there was a rabbit between us, and she said, you always have so many rabbits in your yard. And my yard's only about a quarter acre, like it's just a little postage stamp, but it's wild. And so since she said that, I've been noticing how many different families of animals are living in and around my yard. And yesterday I was looking out my window and a robin and a rabbit were doing a dance where the robin was flying by real low and the rabbit was jumping in the air trying to touch, hit, whatever, the robin. And I was like, you know, it doesn't make sense to me that either one of them is trying to eat the other. So what are they doing here?
That's funny.
And I mean, maybe they were just playing. I certainly enjoyed their playful energy and watching the two of them. So we can actually cultivate this. And, you know, cultivating it can be a little uncomfortable for the people around me because, as an example, I don't mow the lawn here and I don't cultivate grass. I cultivate natural species. So whenever there are local flowers that I like, I grab some seeds, and when they're dried out, I sprinkle them around my yard.
Oh.
And then when I don't mow my lawn, I've had two different neighbors, one with the tractor next door and one with the lawnmower and a bit of a drinking issue across the street, and they have both at times, well, he used his tractor on my lawn, and she got drunk one night and started cutting my grass. So these harmonizing energies that I'm cultivating are freaking them out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Like, I know my job. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but there are so many birds tweeting in my yard right now during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so cultivating that sound and that richness in and around me, it provides the relief to the electromagnetic pollution and to the low vibration. And it's a way of like building our environment to have it call us forth into our highest vibrational self.
Beautiful. And no, I recently started creating some Oregon products just to combat or nullify the EMF vibes in my apartment, because my husband is a techie, right? So he has a lot of computers and servers and, you know, you name it, he's got it, right? And they're always running. So there's a lot of EMF being built up in the apartment. So I started creating these Oregon devices and putting them around the apartment. I think I must have like 20 now, you know, just to combat that, you know, because it is a big issue. Especially
Amen, Alara. It's wonderful. I love that you're cultivating that intentionally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so when I go back, I'm going to start creating other products for that specific purpose, you know, as well. So raise the vibration in the space and then also in the building that we're in and in our neighborhood, you know, why not, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Well, I do think we're bombarded with toxic energies on purpose. I think it's in our food, in our air, in our computers. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that the more we can on purpose reclaim it and say, well, I'm going to fill my cells with living water. I'm going to fill my air with structured breath. I started breathing through these structuring devices, and I had a really hard time with one of these eclipses, and for about a dozen days, I just didn't smile very much. And you know, Jen, my colleague who does everything at the Wellness Enterprise, and she's like, why don't you breathe through one of those? You know, I think she's kind of saying, I could use a little break from Mr. Grumples. And and I did, and I started to smile, and then I started to laugh, and then, like, after, you know, 10, 12 days of being in a tough spot, I, like, snapped back into how I normally experience myself. I'm like, okay, so now I'm using one of the Javara – I'm actually the one that we have in our special offer, the Javara 3-in-1, I'm using that as a breathing device. And,
oh, wow.
And, like, with everything else we're talking about on this call where you keep – like cultivating a deeper experience, the more you open it up and the vibration raises, I can take one breath through that thing now and get high. One breath.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like my crown chakra starts to just activate with one breath.
Wow, nice.
And so
nice.
I've been doing that a lot more often. When I gave up alcohol, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. And I remember I like decided I was going to do it. I had one of these calls the next day. It was for my water magic community. And I just went on the call and I said, I'm giving up alcohol for this lifetime. And I had people like email me and call me afterwards cautioning me about making that kind of statement. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks for your input. I appreciate it. Yeah. I understand. You know, you don't want me to declare something like that and then, you know, go back on it. Mm-hmm. But I gave it up, and I haven't had one sip of alcohol since, and I haven't had any hard times about that. But I had no idea that if I'd be willing to turn my getting high over to the universe, that the highs would be so much better. You know, there's no downside, and it's all super duper warm and fuzzy upside. It's pretty amazing.
You know, it's funny. I just, like, sometimes you say stuff that brings up something. You know, I had a healing session with somebody a couple of weeks ago. I was doing a healing session. I was facilitating. And I asked him afterwards, how are you doing? How are you feeling? He's like, I feel like I'm high, but this is like a natural high, high from spirit, high from the universe. I'm like, okay, great.
Yes.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Yes. It's beautiful. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So, you know, because normally when people say they're high, it's on pot or alcohol or whatever. But no, this is from spirit, you know, from the universe, from healing, from energy, right? So,
yeah. You know, there's some people who are structured water users who also use drugs and alcohol and let me know about it. You know, mm-hmm. I have a lot of deep discussions with a lot of people. And I remember let's say about 2 years ago, there was a time when I remember, like, watching their level of consciousness and thinking and having some feelings of envy. And the feelings of envy were like, they seemed like really lighthearted and like that they could rise to anything and that they would just like get high and party when they wanted to. And they would be drinking structured water and they experienced that all as expansion of consciousness. And I remember having those feelings. I would describe that as kind of a lower vibration judgment and envy in my vibe. And now things have changed, and I actually witness those people with a greater expansion of self, a more self-awareness. And what I notice is actually that my experience is that their consciousness is a bit fractured. Mm. And that even though they are, like, I commend them for raising their vibe along the road that they're on and choosing consciousness and awareness and expansion, that there's a greater opportunity to do it in alignment with the natural harmonies compared to the man-made supercharged ones that are, you know, more potentially toxic for the body. So
right.
I was kind of amused by that recently, that I've had the shift in consciousness that would have me go from feeling envy to that to feeling like love and compassion and a desire to lead and contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my path of like, geez, all you drink is water? Like, don't you want something with a little lemon in it or something? No, I just want water. Like, for a while, that path was, like, hard on me in some aspect. Like, I was just sticking to it because I knew I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's become much more of a joyful expression. Like, yeah, what I drink is water.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm more inclined to have a little juice here or there now, but for the most part, it is almost 100% water, and I just feel so much better about it. It's amazing.
So tell us, Patrick, since we're talking about, you know, how amazing you feel drinking water all the time, the living water, what are some of the, have you noticed or have you been told from your community, some of the unanticipated benefits of living water?
I love that question. For me, the top of the heap absolute shocker is the connection to infinite creativity, the knowing of our oneness,
mm-hmm.
the palpable, felt sense of our infinite nature. I just thought before that all started opening for me that I understood life and that life came within a set of parameters that I would just kind of keep like doing my doing, and I would get better and more accomplished in the things that I valued.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, geez, man, I'm not even in charge about whether I wake up in the morning or not. I'm not in charge about whether I have passion or not. I'm not in charge about whether things go the way that's aligned with my goals or not. I just get to show up and, you know, maybe there's something that makes some sense to me about if I get energized and inspired by it, I do more of that. And that seems to bring more energy and inspiration around. But really, I'm not in charge of that either. So I have kind of an awe for life that's come through all of these daily experiences, that I literally couldn't have dreamed was possible until the journey opened up for me.
Mm-hmm.
So given the way that I choose to live, I can't imagine anything more important than a palpable sense of oneness, than a
mm-hmm.
palpable sense of infinite creativity, and that life is miraculous and that I get to live it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my favorite answer that I would give to that question. But the others are, you know, take the people who are at a stage in their life where they're suffering from something, and that they're knowing gets them to listen to an interview or buy one of our products, or they just, you know, somehow this message touches them. And then the next thing you know, they are maybe 3 to 5% of the people that get our products experience detox. So the next thing they know, they're using one of our products and they're calling me and they're getting love and compassionate support while they're going through detox.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels uncomfortable to go through detox. But then out the other side, they start to have a system flowing with less toxins in it. And life starts to get a little lighter and easier for them. Or, you know, take somebody who, I mean, I assure you, our customer Netta was not looking in her 60s that her hair would go back to its natural color. Like, that's not what she was expecting, but there she was experiencing it and telling us about it and saying that that had just happened. You know, people experience truly miraculous things, and they write to us about everything from better sex to better digestion, flowing, like having digestive flow is such an important one.
Mm-hmm.
Softer skin. You know, we know from live blood cell analysis that a person's blood starts changing right away when they drink structured water.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how the person is going to change, we don't, you know, necessarily know. Maybe they'll start being more flexible. Maybe
mm-hmm.
the yoga class that they've been against a limit for a couple of years, they'll start having freedom. Maybe losing weight is important to them and they'll have a decreased appetite. You know, we just never know how people are going to say it, but we have just a full and beautiful range of experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah, you never know. And it's also it's what you're open to, right? So being in the flow, allowing whatever to show up, not trying to control it, not saying it has to be this and has to be that.
I think that's important. You know, I've noticed that there's a very, very small number. You've been telling people about this with us for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I've never come back to you, and well, tell me if I have. I've ever come back to you with a story of a customer who bought that you referred to us, who I had to describe there was a problem, they went backwards, it didn't work out.
Right? No.
Never. Not one.
No.
We probably get a handful every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that handful of people, they are set and attached to what it should look like before it arrives.
Right, yes.
And they, if they're stuck on something before they get it, and they're unwilling to consider different possibilities, like you say, if they're not open to it, that's the people that can be among those half a dozen, five people in a year who don't get the benefits, and they end up returning a device. So, I've actually learned that most of those people are identifiable on the phone before they make a purchase, and I've actually heightened my antenna to helping them choose another solution that would help them more. So, yeah, I mean, like, maybe you need to go do some emotion code, and maybe you need to do one of a million things before you work with the water.
Right. That's good. That shows integrity. So you're not just about selling your product. You're about really helping people.
Honey, if this business was about money, I'd be doing something else.
True. Now, Patrick, one of the things that I know we talked about briefly before the call started, but I'm not sure I quite understood it, but you say that you honor the past purchases that people have made with the structuring devices with your new product. Can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely.
How do you do that? What does that mean?
right. I'm glad you asked. So one of the things that I love most about my integrity and the way I run this company is I take what I say really seriously. So, and I also listen to the marketplace, and I get taught by our audience. And so one of the lessons was that I would come on these shows and people would say, if you're so gung-ho on replacing plastic water bottles, why are you selling a device made of PVC?
Hmm.
And it always took the breath right out of my lungs when somebody would ask me that. And I would say, because this is the best solution on the market, and it reduces plastic in the most powerful way that I know of. Totally legitimate, great answer.
Right.
And then somebody in our audience called me to ask all of the usual questions about buying and then didn't buy from me. And I'm used to most people that I end up talking to end up making a purchase because, you know, the products are just so compelling and everybody needs to take care of the energy of their water. So this one customer didn't buy, and I thought that was so super strange. So it rattled around in my consciousness, and I finally called them back in Holland, and I said, "What happened?" And they said, "Well, we found something we like better." And I laughed, and I said, "That's impossible." And they taught me, and that's where the Javara line of products came from. Is the audience showed me there was something that they wanted in addition to what I was already doing. So I started carrying Javara. I say it from one sentence to the next, but it actually took 2 years because the inventor who makes the Javara devices is not very interested in money. He's adorable. He's been making these, it turns out, since 1994, but nobody knows because he doesn't publicize it.
Right.
And, you know, he outsources the manufacture of some of the components, but he has them all shipped to his little, calling it a warehouse, like just his little location where he and his brother work, and he hand assembles them. And when he finally agreed to sell them through me, he said, just so you know, if you get really big at selling these and you place a big order, I may not choose to fulfill it. Like, I don't make you any promise that I'm going to sell you as many as you want to buy. Okay, so I got this really, right? So I got this really high quality product, and I got excited about it, and I started to tell people, hey, there's this new Javara 3-in-1. And people who you've referred to me and other people, they said, hey, you told us the Natural Action Technologies was a lifelong purchase, and I trusted you. Why are you telling me there's something better now? oh boy, like, that's a great question. Let me think about it. And, you know, I thought about it a lot, and I thought about how new structured water is, and that a lot of people, because of how much research I've done and how many hard questions I ask and the way I explain things so well, they bought these devices trusting me. And I feel a real loyalty to them. So what I decided was I would create a upgrade and exchange program. And what that would mean was if somebody owns, and this is part of our special offer today, so this is option number two, and it applies to anybody who's listening who owns a Natural Action Technologies device. Now, first let me distinguish. There's two types of Natural Action devices. There's ones with the white spheres inside and ones with the gray spheres inside.
Mm-hmm.
The white spheres is called the original. I don't market those. I've never sold those through your show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend them on telesummits. And if anybody owns those, I can't help with that product. I never would have bought it to begin with. But if they, and almost everybody owns the gray sphere one.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
Right? There you go.
Yeah.
So if you own a gray sphere one and you're listening, most likely the most common one that people own is the portable. And all of the portables have been sold between $317 and $399, with the majority of them between $317, $339, and $357, I think, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
If you own one of those and you want to buy the new technology, the Jivara 3-in-1 device, which is, you know, the gold one, I will give you a $319 credit for your portable device if you send it back to me. So basically what I'm saying is I don't care if you've used it for a year or two or three or four, and it doesn't really matter if you paid $40 more or the same price. I'm giving a $319 credit. You send me the device, and I will take all those $319 off the price of a Jivara 3-in-1. So that takes the Jivara 3-in-1 from $908 to $589.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also extend that to the gray spheres for the shower, the super shower device, which is white on the outside, and the sink device, which is white on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
If you own one of the shower devices that's a shower head that's blue, that's not part of the trade-in program. But the other ones are, and I'll give a $319 credit for any of them. And so I think that that's a really great way of respecting and honoring everybody,
mm-hmm.
is to say, hey, if you made a lifetime purchase from the Wellness Enterprise, and you actually didn't even have to buy it from the Wellness Enterprise, if you bought one of those devices that the gray sphere is in it and you want to own the gold one, you send it to us and we will give you that generous credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and right. I do want to say one more thing about that, which is the extent of my loyalty and how long I'm going to offer this for will come to a completion at some point in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but what's happening right now is that the used devices that get turned in, we sterilize them and we offer them back to the market for sale. And we offer them the guidance on the pricing. I do all my pricing with my pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think since these are a lifelong device with a 20-year warranty on them, that the pricing should be pretty close to the price for the new ones. And my pendulum says, not a chance. So we offer the used very good ones for $187 and the used good ones, which are a little more beat up, for $147.
Mm-hmm.
This is for products that have a retail price of $399 and it's still coming with the same warranty.
Right.
And so right now, as fast as we get those in, they're selling out. And
mm-hmm.
we don't put them on a web page for the public. But if somebody's out there and they really do want one of those and the reason they haven't purchased is because of money, that's who we want to direct those units to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those people, we do have them available. And that's the nice side benefit to being able to do this, is that we were able to help those people at a greatly reduced price.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Yay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I wish I could take my Subaru and take it back to the dealership and say, Hey, give me a nice credit here.
Not a chance.
Yeah, but I don't know too many businesses that do that. And, you know, I feel awesome that we're in a position to do it, but it really speaks to the quality of the products. And I do want to comment that I still use a Natural Action Technology shower head in my shower.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with the technology.
Yeah.
And if anybody's listening, like, their Natural Action has become inferior because we have something that people are excited about, it's just a comparison. It's like, if I was going to use cars, I would say that the Natural Action is the Honda. It's durable. It's convenient. It's well-priced. It's fantastic. And it's really long-lasting. And it fits in people's lives. I think they're fantastic. And the Jivara is more like a Bentley. It's a work of art. It's something that you have to be a little more mindful of. It's not quite as durable. And so you want to make sure if you're using it that you're going to be able to pay attention to where it is. So hopefully that analogy helps people to see that either way, if you're driving a Honda or a Bentley, you're still driving, and that beats the heck out of being on a skateboard, which is which is what you're doing if you're drinking tap or bottled water without structuring it.
Yeah, great analogy. I love that. So can you tell us a little bit, Matt, about the VitaJoule Gem water bottle? So option one and option three, I guess?
Sure. Yeah, we just covered option two. So option one, I learned about these VitaJoule bottles a couple of years ago online, and it just didn't resonate. I guess it wasn't time for me to go to beauty in my life.
Right.
And it like the resonance of crystals, it wasn't time for me to get that I actually have a developed enough intuition to know which one I need and when just by looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you had told me in January, Alara, that I would get a decanter, put it on my countertop, and then on a regular basis, I would carefully put the vial down holding the gemstones, and then I would take the glass and I would fill it under my kitchen sink and then set it back up, and I would do that every day willingly and happily, I would have told you no way, because again, I've been so functional and pragmatic.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm doing it, it's like a work of art. Like I just love looking at it, and people come in my home and all of a sudden I it's like having a showroom here. People are coming to my home to visit the products, and they're all coming for the VitaJoule. And so one of the best ways I can describe the VitaJoule that, you know, only I would know compared to, you know, anybody else who's listening and did online research is I listen to you all. And over the years, I've always bought my supplies in boxes. And, you know, I'd get a couple boxes sent at a time. I'm buying them by the pallet now.
Mm-hmm.
By the pallet.
Yeah.
Because the VitaJoule, the technology is so simple. Look, it's an ancient healing technology to use crystals and gemstones. And it works very simply. You know how if I dialed your cell phone number right now, Alara, it would ring?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a wave. It's just a wave, right? It's just an energy that goes through the air that makes your phone ring. Well, that same principle of wave energy works on carrying the energy of a gemstone that when you're wearing it, right, like you like to do, or when you put it inside your water bottle. Now, what's so amazing about the VitaJoule company is the quality and attention to detail they've put into getting this right. Now, we'll just, you know, point it out right up front. These devices are made of glass, so they have a vulnerability. If you don't pay attention to your bottle and you break the glass, it's broken. And there's no crying over spilt milk. Like I can't remedy that for people.
Yeah.
So that issue is there. But, you know, what it's done for me is it's increased my mindfulness on my water bottle. You know, sometimes you carry things and you like have more than you can handle. So you stack this or that and maybe something rolls off and falls. It's like, no way with VitaJoule. I put my hand on it, and I have one hand dedicated to carrying my water bottle. And we're working on some straps right now, so we'll have that in the future. But so the bottles they're gorgeous. They infuse your water with gem water, with the energy of the crystals. And they do that in about 7 to 10 minutes. And so, you know, a person just fills their bottle up. Well, first you choose from 18 different blends. And, you know, one of the things I think that you shared earlier is that, you know, you just see which one speaks to you.
Yeah.
Now these products are not offered anywhere with bonuses or discounts, except on your link.
Okay.
So this is the very first time they've been offered with any kind of bonus. And what I want to tell people, when they click the link on your page, it's going to take them first to a page that explains everything, and then there's going to be some option boxes. And when you click on that option box and you see, you'll move over onto my website, onto thewellnessenterprise.com, but you'll be on a page that you can only find by going through the link that you're going to provide. So once they see that link going from the option box over onto my website, keep that page, because that's where the special offer is. That's where people get the better deal. But once you have that page bookmarked or saved, you can go around your website, my website, and study everything that we've published about VitaJewel, and you can look at the 18 different blends and see which one speaks to you. And so people have the opportunity to pick from any of the 18 blends, and then we have 4 different accessories, and they can pick any one of the accessories as a free bonus with the purchase of the bottle. This is option 1. You buy a bottle, and you receive the accessory as a bonus.
Right.
And the accessories are it's called a silicone gripper, and it's something to put on the outside of the glass that still has the bottle stay really elegant, but it's easier to hold. And there are also 2 neoprene sleeves to use. If you're going to fill your water with to be really hot or really cold, you probably want to get one of the sleeves, because they're great for neutralizing any temperature differences. The shorty sleeve leaves the crystals are at the bottom visible, and the long sleeve covers the whole bottle up.
Okay.
So I would think the long sleeve would be great for a really hot climate where you put ice water in, and if somebody, you know, is drinking tea all the time, then the long sleeve. But otherwise, I prefer the silicone and the short sleeve. And then the 4th one is a tea strainer that fits right into the top of the bottle. So if you like making your own loose leaf tea, you just put the tea into the bottle and infuse it right inside your water bottle. And so that's our first option. And again, the only way to get to that page is through the link you're going to give, and then the option boxes. And then in option 3, which is our final option, what we have is the Jivara 3-in-1 device, which a lot of people are upgrading from the Natural Action Technologies to the Jivara 3-in-1. And this is the one. It's 24 karat gold plated inside and out. It comes with a travel kit, as we call it, which gives you a funnel and a nozzle. The funnel and nozzle make it very useful as a portable. It also has 4 different attachments, so you can hook it up to a kitchen sink or to your shower. That's why we call it the 3-in-1, because you can use it for any of those purposes. And what we've done in option 3 that I'm really curious to see how it goes is we have giving you your choice of all 18 of the blends of VitaJewel bottles. You can pick any one of them as a free bonus. And so the part that I'm super curious about is there's a big range in prices on the VitaJewel bottles. They go from $78 up to $340. And while I think people are strongly influenced to buy the ones that look good to them, I think price comes into the equation too. And some people might pick a different bottle if they were all the same price. So in this case, they're all the same price. They're free. It's a free bonus when you buy the Jivara 3-in-1. So I'm really curious to see which bottles people pick and if those are different than the ones that people are normally picking. So the market shall teach me what the people think without the price attached to it. Do you follow me on that?
I do. And I know for myself, I would pick the one that's the gold one. That's what I'm really leaning towards.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. So the gold one is the one that in 3 months of selling these, I haven't sold any of the gold ones. No, mm-hmm. That's not true. Mm-hmm. I just thought of one sale. But it's been a very small number.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the price is a deterrent.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But, you know, if people want the $340 gold bottle as the free bonus with their Jivara 3-in-1 purchase, then so be it. That is exactly what we'll ship them. So they can pick the gold, the diamonds, the shungite, the lapis lazuli, the garnet, or, you know, some of the ones that are more popular traditionally, amethyst and rose quartz. There's one that's just rose quartz. There's one with emerald. I have that one in a vial on my kitchen counter right now.
Mm-hmm.
And emerald's really good for supporting the physical body. And so I'm choosing to get a little physical body vitality and support right now. So I think it's a really exciting offer. And there's one other thing. Now, sometimes in this industry, people make up like limited time things. And I'm not a big one to do that. I like to just kind of set a price and leave it there and let people find it. What I'm about to tell you right now is and I'm going to explain it. This is available until it goes away, and I'm only guaranteeing that it'll be there for 4 days. So let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
I found a company that's helping me to offer payment plans to people through my website. And it's a company that doesn't have a huge amount of installed systems, so their systems aren't perfect. And I've been working with them for the last couple of weeks, and they haven't gotten it right for me yet.
Mm-hmm.
But my goal is that when somebody goes to buy something from my website, they'll see the price that they can buy it for if they pay right away, or they'll see a price that they can pay over a number of months. And if they pay over a number of months, there'll be an embedded cost for the capital and for that company's service embedded in the monthly payment. That's my goal. That's what I want to set up. So people have the choice of pay up front or pay a little bit more, but pay over time. The way it's set up right now, it's set up so that if you choose the payment plan, it's 3 months and there's no additional cost to the consumer. I have to pay the cost right now to the company and the cost of the capital. So if anybody wants to buy, I promise to leave it up. Today is Thursday, May 18th.
Mm-hmm.
I promise to leave it up until the business day on Monday coming up. So whatever that is, Monday, May 22nd. Just check my calendar. Monday, May 22nd. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it may stay up a little bit after that because this company has not been the fastest at resolving things for me, but I'm going to tell them not to resolve it today or tomorrow. So if anybody that wants to listen, that's listening now and makes their purchase between now and the end of the day on Sunday, I guarantee that the 3-payment system with no charge to you will be available. And that's for all 3 of the offers. And so you just need to use a credit card. You can't use a debit card, for this system. It's part of the way they, it's a cool company. What they'll do is they'll take an authorization on your card for the amount of money of the whole purchase, but they'll only charge you 1/3 of it now, and then they'll charge you the next third, say if you bought today, June 18th, and then the next third, July 18th. And so it's just a little thing that I thought, as long as they hadn't gotten it right and I was going into this call with you, I would support your people who take action right away. So after that, for people who are maybe listening to this a couple of months from now, please don't feel like you missed out. It just, there was a little window here that this happened. and there'll be payment plans available in the future. They just won't be quite as advantageous to the consumer as this one is, because everything's on me this time.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. And that's really helpful for people, so that they can pay in, you know, 3 monthly payments for, you know, a large sum if that's what they choose. Good. Thank you. And so all of these special offers are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Patrick13. And do take a look at it, because I just love the idea of, you know, both the Jivara product and the VitaJoule bottles. You know, we drink a lot of water, you know, in my family, or me anyways, for sure. And so, and always on the go. Like, I always have to have water with me wherever I'm going, you know, because, like, for example, when I said I go into a crystal store and it's like, okay, I need to take off all my clothes and drink water, because the energy is just, you know, so I constantly need to have water with me wherever I'm going. And so I don't use plastic bottles at all, right? So I've been using a glass bottle because I, you know, I don't like the plastic either. But now by having the crystals in it as well to amplify the energy of the living water, it's like, oh, yes, that's a good idea. I can get more for, you know, more for my bang for my buck, you know, for to help me to raise my vibration or keep my vibration higher throughout the day, you know, instead of just when I meditate or just when, you know, I'm doing healing calls or whatever. It can be throughout the day. So I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm so glad to share it. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and these, you know, these products are, you know, like you said, they, you know, you can use them for a very long time, like lifetime, like 20, 30 years. And we are going to be moving more and more into using products in our homes as we travel, so that we are not as affected by whatever is going on in our environment, right? So whether it's EMF or anything else, right? So we are constantly being protected, or, you know, just more energized, you know, what we need so that we can function at our highest capacities, right, and potential.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of functioning at our highest potential, I always like to give people something that they can do for free, or something that they can do as part of what they're already doing. And I have 3 new tips about their hydration to share this time around.
Okay.
And the first one is that, and I discovered this by cleansing on fruit, is that when I would have an all-fruit diet, I wasn't going for my water during the day. And the water inside of your high water content fruit is structured. And so it's very satisfying for your cells. And so if you can, if you don't like water that much, first of all, get one of the VitaJoule bottles, because people love drinking out of the VitaJoule bottles. But if you want to encourage even more hydration without doing anything you're not doing anyway, since you're eating, just eat high water content foods, an apple, a melon, squeeze some lemon into your tea. The more fruit that you get, the better. So that's number one. And then number two is that part of hydration is movement, and movement is the pump for water in your system. So if you want to increase your energy and vitality through hydration, move more. And, you know, you might feel like, you know, I have a job, I'm stuck at a desk, I can't move. Well, do ankle circles as a hydration strategy while you're sitting at your desk. Move your neck. Put your chin to one shoulder, then the other, down to your chest. Just move. And then and then the third is to breathe deeply. Our lungs are designed to not only draw air, but to pull water out of the air. And so if we could just do these simple things, like breathe deeply, move our bodies, and eat food that is high in water content, all of those are really supportive behaviors for us.
Hmm. Beautiful. I love that because you're right. Simple movements will start to shift and move the energy, you know, because sometimes when we're sitting still for a long time, the energy gets stuck. So simple movements can help to get that energy flowing, you know, and I do a lot of breathing, you know, throughout the day, and especially when I'm doing a healing call or a healing session, there's a lot of breathing going on. So it's so important. I have to be honest, I'm not eating a lot of fruit lately. You know, when I was in Austria, I wasn't eating a lot of fruit. Now that I'm back in Canada, yeah, I've been eating more. So it's like I've missed it. But definitely, I didn't realize, Patrick, and you just mentioned it now, how the water in the fruits is naturally structured.
Yeah.
It's like automatically structured, right?
Yeah, that cleanse that I did was such a surprise. Geez, I might have gone down to 32 or 48 ounces of water in a day, which for me, that's unheard of. You know, I'm 150 ounce guy. So it was a big surprise, but I was like, wow, I'm just completely satisfied.
Yeah, nice. I love that. Thank you. Interesting to know. And we, you know, really, we should be eating more fruits, eating more vegetables, you know, as much as we can, because not just of the water content, but also because of the natural sugars that are in there, instead of filling up on cookies and cakes and, you know, all the other stuff, right? The manufactured sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I'm even talking about this kind of stuff. I must be like, wow, getting so much better, you know, because I used to not be very conscious of what I ate and, you know, what I didn't. And so, definitely shifting and evolving. I love that.
Well, you can't create a platform like Awaken to Happiness Now without doing it yourself. So,
oh, that's for sure.
Good job.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. So let me just check in and see if there was anything else that we needed to touch on today, Patrick. Was there? I think we touched on everything, right? So and more, everything and more that we had promised.
Yeah, I'm feeling great about what we talked about.
Me too. Really,
perfect.
Yeah, feeling complete. But I just want to tell people again to visit awakentohappinessnow.com/Patrick13 so that you can see what the three special offers are and especially the upgrade program. So if you have a natural action technology structured water device with the gray spheres in it, you know, you can take advantage of the upgrade program. So please, you know, take a look at that in more detail than what I'm just saying now, but you might want to do that. And these VitaJoule bottles, I just love them. And they're like, I'm just like, yes, I should have one. and of course, the Jivara 3-in-1, now that I'm in a more permanent place at home, you know, in Austria, it's like, oh, interesting. And I am drinking more water too. And I think my husband's starting to shift as well to a little bit more water than before. So it's like, yes. Slowly but surely.
That's great. Well, if you keep holding the structured water out there, the water will do what it needs to, and the lessons will come, and the consciousness will expand, and eventually there'll be greater alignment.
Oh, absolutely. It has to happen. The more you do it, the more it does shift and change. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here today with us. We learned so much more than we did before about not just living water, but the way of being with water, with oneness, being in the flow, right? And so please do take a look at the special offer and go back and listen to this recording again, because there was so much information, so much wisdom. I feel so blessed that we are able to talk about this and share this with all of you so that you can start to make different choices in your life and then start to see the unanticipated benefits that you will receive from choosing differently, choosing to be in relationship with living water and so on. So thank you everyone so much. Thank you again, Patrick, so much. I always learn so much. It's always such an expansive experience for me. It opens my mind to even more than what I knew about before. So thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for gathering a wonderful audience and for your openness and all of your questions and contributions. It's a pleasure to find people like you and be able to hang out together.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.